Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here come the Dubs with a one-point lead. Spencer on the far side, off the screen by Draymond. Back over to Draymond. He'll take a left-wing triple. He nailed it! 103-99! The Warriors playing without Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler, lead by four.
It's always fun game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
See, now this is important. This is important. When did the Warriors go up 103.99 on that three? How much time do we know? They went up four, I think, with about seven.
Seven or seven and a half.
Okay.
But their last lead was at 454.
What was I getting at? No, I can't.
It was at too much time left. I mean, that was incredible. They ran them down with eight left.
Oh, don't tell me what clutch time is. Don't tell me.
Oh, Fitz, he was telling us.
The biggest possession of the game, but the two biggest possessions of the game, okay. You went up 103.99. You got a hold. You could have gone up six. Okay. Remember the play?
Yeah, I got you.
But what was the play?
I don't.
Spencer gets into the lane, makes a nice little clever pass to Gary Payton II, who's got a little bunny that he normally makes.
Yeah, but he'll miss it every now and again.
He misses it. Holmgren goes down, gets fouled. He gets to the line. Boom, he makes two.
But you got to miss three more times after that, though, Stani.
Right,
and Pat Spencer
gone up six.
Was the guy that got you that bucket. But you're right.
Could have gone up six. And, like, that's a big possession.
But OKC could have went up 30 when they were up 22. You know what I mean? You ran them down. You were up four, but you got the lead three different times.
And let's hear Steve Kerr say, no, we didn't.
I didn't feel we ran out of gas. I mean, they're 21-1 for a reason. You know, Shea's the MVP for a reason. You know, he goes 5 for 6 from three. The step back at the top of the circle was a huge shot, and it's one you kind of have to live with, you know. You don't want them getting to the rim, obviously. They made big shots. I think Isaiah Joe made a corner three. Jalen Williams, you know, made a big shot. So you give them credit. They're the NBA champs for a reason.
All right, that was Steve Kerr talking about the Warriors. Didn't think they ran out of gas. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just ran into a championship team that executed in the last 3 minutes of that ball game. You know, a lot of the talk today is about Steve Kerr, and we can continue to head down that road. He's certainly not without fault, and people are not happy. Some people are not happy that he took Spencer out of that game. What I continue to emphasize, and you can say I'm wrong, I believe that Steve Kerr is continuing to execute the job and the plan he was hired to do. And you look at a night like last night, 4 minutes left in the game, he's got Pat Spencer on the floor and Brandon Pajemski on the bench. You know how old Pat Spencer is?
28.
29 years old.
Damn.
Is he part of the future?
No.
Okay. Is Pods?
It depends on how much that is, but
I think they want Pods to be part of the future.
I'll give you that.
And that's why he went with Pods, because Pods is part of this thing, at least now as much as they think. And like, I just think until the, it's a 2-year window. They've made that clear. And so what I said before the year was at any moment, if they don't think this thing can get the results that they want in 2 years, then they're going to have to pivot, right? They're going to have to pivot.
And they did last year, making the Jimmy Butler trade, I thought.
Okay. And now they've ended up at 11-11. So the question becomes, can they turn it around with this team? Can you make a tinker in a month or so that makes you better? Or are you going to try to make a blockbuster? And I'd be very skeptical of a blockbuster, particularly now, because we're getting later and later in this thing. And yes, I'm worried about those picks.
Wow.
I mean, the idea that you could be bad and not have picks, to me, is a scary proposition.
Or be bad and have Steph Curry. That's what's staring us in the face. And be in the play-in.
Yeah, one of the reasons...
With Jimmy Butler, too. Like, who had that on the bingo card?
Who had what?
Having Jimmy and Steph, and you still be in the play-in
for a full year. I said it was possible.
Well, you're different.
No, I'm not here saying I thought they'd be a 45.
And it's not the case yet, but it's where they're right. If it ended today, and it's early, but man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Look, you're 22 games into the season. The season's a quarter of the way over. You're 11-11. It's a 2-year window. You're getting Kuminga back a little more healthy.
Melton's
coming back. He's going to play tomorrow. So what do you do if you're the Warriors right now? To me, this is a situation that maybe they shouldn't have expected to be here, but damn, you better have allowed for it. And so I believe they have allowed for it, and at some point they will decide whether this thing can get better as is, whether this thing needs a tinker, whether this thing needs an overhaul, or maybe whether it needs something even more dramatic. I don't know what that would be.
Yeah, you said something earlier that I don't agree with in regard to coaching 101, and it was about Pods and Spencer, but – you know, Steiny, again, if Pods is, or any player that matters, on the bench and time's running out in the game and one guy is hot, I kind of at that point don't care what the future.
What about how well Pods had played up until that point?
Which doesn't supersede how well Spencer was playing.
He was playing terrific, Pods.
So it just goes to Pods, come in the game. Enter the game. But my man Spencer's not leaving.
Okay.
And that's why everybody's like just has their hands thrown up.
And that's where if you want to say, like, okay, Steve Kerr said those two guys have not played together a lot. Now, you could say, so what? But that's his reason. Yeah. And again, get another coach. Get another coach. If you want these kind of philosophical changes with the way they're going about business as usual.
Yeah, but we're not asking, Dub Nation's not asking for much, just about, shout out Rob Lowe, about last night, just I need to ride the hot hand, that's all.
Maybe he did, and he rode Spencer longer than he thought he was gonna. He rode Spencer long, and then Spencer got into the lane, missed a chippy, and he said, Pat's gassed. I don't know. Let's go to Chris in San Jose.
Real quick, before we do, Steiny, this is another update from Sham Sharania about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh.
He and his agent, Alex Tsiratsis, have started conversations with the Milwaukee Bucks about the two-time MVP's future, discussing whether his best fit is staying or elsewhere. A resolution is expected to come in the coming weeks.
Had Luka last year.
Stop.
Giannis is up out of there.
Okay.
The thing is, how could we get him here?
We can't. How about that?
You don't know that.
We can't.
My goodness, he's out. If they're talking about it now and you look at their record and watch him play, Giannis is out.
This is what I always like. I think it's funny. We got great young players. Moody, Kuminga, Pods. Yeah. No clamor. There's no clamor. No clamor.
Picks.
No.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Picks.
And what if Giannis said, I want to go to the Bay?
Well, he didn't. He already said he wants to go to New York. Like, stop thinking guys want to come here. Butler came here because they gave him more money. Yeah. God, like,
but
here's
a guy
the other
like
thing.
That changes
Why
everything.
Would Giannis say, I want to go to the Warriors because I really want to play there when Steph retires?
Or play with Steph. And
right,
if he
for
were
a
to
year.
Come, that could be five
for
more years.
For 1 year.
Right?
2 years.
Steph ain't even in his Ray Allen phase. You know?
Yep, you're right. He's not even in his Ray Allen phase, but he's getting close to it. And I mean, I know you don't want to. I'm not like you cannot blame Steph Curry. I get it. Nobody wants to blame Steph Curry. He's not the reason that this team's where it's at. But if fans don't see what's problematic about where Steph is in his career and how much they're paying him, and most importantly, how much they continue to expect out of him. I don't know what to tell you. It's futile.
But he's giving you 27 a game.
When he plays, okay.
Right.
And here's the other
and
thing.
That's for
and
everybody.
You may hate
yeah.
You may hate this too, but I noticed it with Clay. When guys get older, they still have big games. But they don't have as many of them. And then their average games are still good, but not quite as good as they used to be. And as great as Steph is, to me, between the inconsistency he's playing with now, which is a little more than the year before and the year before, yeah. combined with the fact that
lack
you
of
know,
offensive
he's,
help.
He's not in the game enough. He doesn't play for us enough. It makes it hard.
But when did you come up he's not available?
Well, he's
like that's now. Okay, he had his injury early, but I feel like you're like
okay, I'm
you're
just
reacting going, like it's 2 years worth of him just being MIA or hurt.
Well, I just think it's a joke that like I'm bringing up that yeah. he's going to miss 9 of the first 25 games and am I cooking the books?
No.
Okay, well I don't Okay, will he? Okay, so 50, hold on a sec, 25. There's 52 games after the 25. Man, how many games do you think he'll play of the 52?
35, 40.
Okay.
I hope.
All right.
Now he could get hurt and miss way more than that.
Right, and then would you go, I can't believe it? Who had that on their bingo card? That's all. All right. Let's go to the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Let's go to Chris.
Am I legal?
Let's go to Chris in San Jose before I knock someone out.
Chris.
I think I might beat you to it. This is really difficult. You've heard me before, but I'll say it again. Why we put these little guys on the court with clown hairstyles and clown masks or whatever they're wearing, it's just recreation. This is not basketball. Porzingis and GP3, they're effective around the three-point line, slapping and sloshing. Why are they in the paint guarding seven-footers ever during the game? Repeatedly last night, I saw both of them in the paint playing defense. You got to give me a break. You got Draymond Green, and you have no defensive philosophy or help when you talk about defense. Steve Kerr doesn't bring up defense. How are you going to win a championship without playing defense? This is pathetic. It's laughable. You've heard it before. And Steph runs around, and we know he's going to get hurt because he falls 10 times a game. He's light in the pants. He's going to be hurt. Poor Steph. Dump Steph, dump Draymond. We don't need him. Take that money and give it to the local charity. Hunters Point Boys Club, you're not going anywhere. We know it. Google, you know basketball. Tell these folks, these little guys that are 6'1", do not belong under the basket doing anything. Take your charges somewhere else and go away. This is a bad team. Steve Kerr and homeboy, the GM, he was no good when he played. What's he going to do? Come here and tell us something that's going to do us some good? No, Dunleavy's dad was a great coach. I love Dunleavy, but the kid Dunleavy, come on. Just come on, you guys. Stop right. lying well, to the fans.
Oh, I'm not lying.
And I know I'm not lying.
No, you are.
How so? I'm telling you, size matters. The new NBA.
Admit this team's not going anywhere.
I will never. You got Steph averaging 27 a game.
Even when they're 20 and 40?
What if Giannis comes?
This is what you do.
Why are you ruling that? I know
because they don't have pieces that anybody wants, Goo. This is the Bucks. This is Giannis. They are going to want, they are going to get guys.
We thought Luke, if he was ever moved, would get what you're talking about, and it wasn't much compared to what we thought. Just, I'll throw that out there.
You're so pathetic.
No, I'm desperate.
Yeah, I know you are. And you should have seen it coming. You should have seen it coming.
I am going to ask Monty, who's joining us at 12:30.
Steiny,
the construct of this team.
Oh, I thought
Steve
Kerr said they had a championship roster before the year. He said it just fits. It just fits.
So what would you tell him? How would you respond to that now?
I'd say I think you misassessed.
Yeah, I'll be with you.
Well, but I didn't believe they were perfectly constructed.
And can I
how
just
are you making it through the year? How are you going to make it through the year? No, you're
this
not.
This was about
you're a mess.
Steve Kerr.
You're a mess.
Who I hold to the, I love this word, it's not a, the standard. Shout out to okay. Kyle.
There is no standard anymore.
When you got four rings, you got to read the room.
Okay.
And Spencer's ass should have never came off that
you
floor.
Need to read the room.
And you I let need you get read away with Warriors something. The Pons was okay, but he didn't go in that zone offensively like Pat was doing, in and out the lane, shooting over
Holmgren. So Pat Spencer dribbles
boom,
into
boom,
a zone?
Boom. No.
Yeah, that's the way you want to play.
And it's not for you to say he was gassed. You missed shots. He only played Deion Sanders worth the minutes, 21.
That's probably a season high. Pat Spencer.
Not be gassed.
Let's fire Steve Kerr because, listen.
It was just like hitting a bad key on the piano.
Yeah, like.
We all do it.
You don't like take it the next step.
Which
ever.
Is what am I doing?
Which is if you're mad about the way Steve Kerr's coaching.
What's the next step?
Well, then change your philosophy.
Oh, no. That's who you want me to be. We're talking about last night.
Okay.
Where I really had no thoughts that this team could win. Caleb, you almost had 50. But to go up four and have Evan hit me in the knees like Nancy Kerrigan
and
say they won by 12, we're ignoring that the roof at that building, old Chase and
ignoring.
Vince and Tim Roy and everybody was going crazy. The Thunder looked flustered throwing the ball
flustered.
Away.
You're
I was like, oh my God.
Well, they were flustered in the third quarter. Oh boy. You act as though they didn't win a championship. You act as though they have never gotten, you know, on the other side of a 15-3 run.
We need Thundercats.
My God. And here you do it. Here you do it again. You're fixated on Spencer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And Kerr and Pods, and you leave completely off the hook. Jimmy, I stunk Butler in the half I played. And by the way, I guess I got to say Draymond was good because he had 13. Draymond is not, tell me he's not declined. Keep telling me.
I'll never tell. I was the first to that.
Okay, well then.
Yeah.
So. Don't be dumb anymore.
What a great defensive
why the Warriors aren't as good, and then say, well, Draymond's declining defensively.
Evan, I'm going all out. Can you play that one more time for me?
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
And that was last year.
That was this year.
No, it was against Giannis last year.
Well, you're right.
Maybe that's why Giannis wants to join the Warriors, so he doesn't have to face Draymond anymore.
How was Draymond last night?
I mean,
mediocre.
He was going up. Yeah.
Okay. So let him go.
But I'm not caving. Yeah, okay. What do you want from me? You're kicking me when I'm down.
Well, kiss my ass with four rings right now. Like, it doesn't matter. He is a champion. He's going to the Hall of Fame. We got to.
Can I just tell you?
Get the rose-colored glasses off.
Phone line's full.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm really frustrated. I knew this was going to happen today, Evan. I said, are we really going to, we coming in today going to kill the Warriors? They just put up a good effort against the 21-1 team.
One decision. They cost you the game, most likely. Why would you take out your, why would you walk away from the craps table if you're hot? People don't do that most often.
Because you're up a couple grand.
No,
you're out of ammunition.
No, I'm not.
When you say
I'm talking about
Pat
a decision,
Spencer
you're talking
lost
about
you
the
game.
The team.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
If you are really upset that Pat Spencer didn't play in crunch time,
if it was any
it's
other Warrior that hot, I would have asked why was he deemed the one to be subbed out. That's all.
I don't know. Maybe his defense wasn't
you
good.
You helped the Thunder, I believe. And after that sub, it went left.
I tried to be positive today.
I want to give you
really
and Evan
did.
And the listeners one
unbelievable.
Name.
Unbelievable.
Okay? This
gonna,
is not Giannis.
When are you going to stop being
this
delusional?
This is who we need.
Okay,
the,
here we
the
go.
The body
Miles
type of
Turner.
No. Pascal Siakam. That's
they're
what,
15-6.
It don't matter. I'm just talking about the body type. That's the new NBA.
You're out of ammunition.
We have none
You're
of that.
You're talking about Pat Spencer, Giannis, and Siakam. You're out of ammunition. So it may be time. It may be time to change direction.
The Pacers are 4-17.
They were just in the finals. Siakam. You guys are so sometimey.
Oh, shoot. That's right. Yeah. Siakam's on.
The Pacers are god-awful.
Yeah, dude, I was like, yes, dude.
You got that wrong last week, and I just got it wrong. That's right.
Just because they beat the Warriors doesn't mean they're having
that's
a good
right.
season.
Dude, forgot about that.
I'm talking about the body type, man.
Yeah, sure.
It's bigger than record.
They don't like guys that big.
And you came in here Mondays whistling Sweet Dixie about that thing that made the rounds on the internet. 6'3", 6'2", 6'1". And as excited as I am for Melton because he's another option, you know what I mean? He's small.
You know what? In 1 week, it'll be official that Steve Kerr, if Spencer stays in the game, they win. And you know what? We better win
he'll
some games.
He'll never have this chance again. That was that guy that called
he will.
In. Nah.
Of course he will.
Last night was different.
I agree with you.
Steve Kerr stripped him up.
Listen, this ain't make a wish, okay? This is NBA basketball.
And he was balling.
You look, he had his moment.
Three buckets down the stretch to give you the lead three different times.
This is the NBA.
Hey, wait, Stein, do you have that? I don't know if they cut the sound, but listening to Kerr last night, someone asked him if there's more minutes for Pat coming up. You know, if he asked him if he's going to play more, do you have it?
Yeah, here we go.
Just listen to this.
Pat's just awesome. He's such a pro, such a competitor. You know, the fact that he can play any role, you know, he's the same guy every day, whether he plays, you know, 21 minutes or zero. And he's a really good downhill pick and roll player, which is, you know, a powerful force that you need that type of action, especially in the modern game with the floor spacing and he's a good passer. So I could tell you, yeah, I'd love to get him more minutes. We also have Melt coming back, you know, hopefully on this trip. Pat's also on a two-way, so he's limited to 55 games. So we may have to, you know, once Steph is back and we have Melt, we may have to give him some nights off because he's got a 50-game limit. So there's a lot at play here, but Pat's he's an NBA player. He belongs on, you know, on our roster full time.
Just duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
And again, Evan, Stoney's trying to make it seem like you're having fun doing it. Like I'm trying to tell you, because of that performance, one Patrick Spencer or Steve Nash, I'm not telling you that. I'm just telling you when you're this desperate as we are in Dub Nation and Jimmy Butler leaves 15 minutes in the game and you're left for dead and you're down 22 and then you come out with a 44-point third quarter burger and you got a guy as in fuego as Spencer was, I just can't ignore the fact of what was Kerr thinking.
I don't want to kill
and the
guy.
Assistant coaches.
It's not like he was 10 for 13.
Don't take it out on Patrick Spencer. It could have been TJD. If he was that hot, I'd feel this way.
He would
way.
Never be that hot. He didn't take that many shots.
He can that might be his greatest, like NBA moment that was stripped from the end. The ending just was actually stripped.
He's coming off his career high in assists in Miami.
I would have liked Curtis when he came out the game, had a fire extinguisher, Evan, and just sprayed it on Fat. Because nobody can stop you. You're hot. Let me get you, because that's helping the Thunder.
That's your idea of really hot.
Stoddy, he was cooking.
He was 8-for-14. He had a nice game.
I got you.
Like, he had a nice game.
Hold on. I got it right here. Let me ask you this. 756.
Real quick, how was his defense? I don't know.
Yeah, I got you. Oh. Yeah. But their defense collectively, the team, was getting in the pad. Like, that energy was on one thou wow. Come on now.
What do you want me to say?
You've been doing that to me all show.
What do you want me to say about him taking spells?
And you have, though. That's what I got to give you credit.
I don't think it's a bad move. It was a move. It didn't work out.
You admitted that you could understand how people are questioning that.
Just to meet you halfway, but it's such a minor detail about what this team is and where they're at.
Well, that's two different stories.
So go ahead and get on Kerr and get on Spencer and rip pods. Do all those things. And you know what? It's all subterfuge. That's what it is. It's subterfuge because you don't want to acknowledge that we got bigger issues with Curry and Butler and Green and Horford and the direction of this team they continue to go in. It's a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.